prescription drugs and medical devices. The House is expected to pass a similar bill. This is NPR News from Washington.
This is WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro now joins us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his regular Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, the four Republicans running in Virginia's U.S. Senate race primary are preparing for their final debate tonight before the primary tonight in Falls Church.
Yes, and as I think Woody Allen once said, in sex and politics, timing is everything. And note that these debates, this will be the third and final debate, wrap up well before the June 12th Republican primary. They were held early enough to presumably take advantage of Republicans' heightened sensitivities about selecting their Senate nominee, but not early, so early that they could possibly lead to damage or difficulty for the presumed nominee. That would be George Allen. Now, these debates have not been without their headlines. The first in Roanoke, it was clear that E.W. Jackson out of Chesapeake had inspired Republicans with his lofty rhetoric. And then in Virginia Beach, Jamie Radke, the Tea Partier, distinguished herself by her attacks on George Allen. But clearly these are having little or no impact on the likely outcome of that primary. Allen has been comporting himself very much as the nominee for some time, trying to focus his energy and his attacks on the presumed Democratic nominee, actually the all but official Democratic nominee, Tim Kaine, also a former governor. And Allen, of course, trying to win back the seat he narrowly lost to Jim Webb in 06. A couple of interesting footnotes. Tom Coburn, the anti-spending Republican senator from Oklahoma, just endorsed George Allen. This is supposed to speak to Allen's conservative bona fides. The Tim Kaine campaign had a bit of fun with this one, pointing out that Coburn had described spending during the period in which Allen previously served as a United States senator as a feeding frenzy. And so there's a bit of guilt by association being played by the Democrats. Usually that's a Republican card that is often played. Also, Joe Biden, the vice president, was in Northern Virginia yesterday for a Tim Kaine fundraiser. Allen has been trailing Kaine in fundraising, but of course Allen would remind us that's maybe not all surprising given that Kaine is a former Democratic National Committee chairman.
We have 2.5 minutes left. There was a development this week in the story of the judgeship in which the General Assembly a few weeks ago blocked the election of an openly gay prosecutor to be a judge due to a number of delegates in the House of Delegates not voting or abstaining.
Yes, and Tracy Thorne Beglin may get his judgeship after all, perhaps only temporarily. There are discussions underway about having him appointed to the General District Court here in Richmond by the Circuit Court of Richmond, which handles the judicial vacancies in between sessions of the General Assembly. And perhaps Thorne Beglin's performance would sway doubters in the General Assembly. But don't rule out the Family Foundation and Bob Marshall, that anti-gay Republican delegate from Northern Virginia, to push back. Of course, that nomination had been blocked by House Republicans, not only because Thorne Beglin is openly gay, but he is opposed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and favors same-sex marriage, which was banned by that 06 constitutional amendment. Clearly, however, this has been another huge public relations embarrassment for the Republican Party, and it follows that big public relations embarrassment for the Republican Party over abortion ultrasound.
Okay, about a minute and a half now. A former congressman, William Wampler of Southwest Virginia, died this week. And he played a role in the conversion of Virginia from being an old South, solidly conservative Democratic state into gradually becoming a two-party state.
Yes, Congressman Wampler, an early symbol of the political competitiveness that took root in Virginia after decades of one-party Democratic rule. He served one term in the 50s and in many years from the 60s until the 80s. He was defeated by Rick Boucher in 82. That seat was won back by the Republicans in 2010 by Morgan Griffith. And the Griffith Victory Party was among Wampler's last public appearances. Wampler, also known by his great nickname, the Bald Eagle of the Cumberlands.
Okay. Oh, just a little over 30 seconds, 35 seconds, to talk about the 2013 governor's race and what's going on, particularly on the Republican side there.
Yes, the blogs and some of the newspapers are beginning to catch up on a lot of the chatter about how Cuccinelli supporters are increasing their numbers on the GOP Central Committee. That's the party's governing body. And that likely means that Republicans will reconsider the nominating process for 2013. Right now, it's a primary. A convention would clearly favor Cuccinelli. Not that he wouldn't be pretty strong in a primary as well against Bill Bowling. This is, of course, another reminder of the growing and continuing clout of conservatives within the Republican Party.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch analyzes the week's Virginia political news each Friday morning at this time here on WCVE during Morning Edition. Have a great holiday.
And you.
Portions of today's programming are made possible by Leslie Borman in memory of her mother, Ruth, her very best friend, who she will always miss. It's 8:40.